Welcome to the Inside Mac Games Podcast. We are back after a long hiatus. What do you think, guys?
It's good to be back, Blake Buck.
This week we've got Justin. Oh, we don't have Justin this week. We've got
Justin's on a hot date.
He's on a hot date tonight. He's always on hot dates. We got William Miller, an artist for Freeverse Software.
How you doing, Blake Buck?
And everybody's favorite, Tuncer Dennis, the founder of the Inside Mac Games Network, and one hot mama.
Oh my god, okay.
Blake, before we start, put that photo up.
We found this photo of Tuncer Dennis in high school. Now, I don't know if this is actually Tuncer Dennis in high school, but if you look down there in the album art, that's what I think he looks like in high school.
It's pretty good.
Is that pretty close, Tuncer?
That's about... The picture of that guy is about 60 or 70 pounds over my weight in high school, so... So, no, okay. It's not me.
You keep telling yourself that. And this is the Mac Gaming News for February 16, 2005. All right, guys. This week in the news, we've got a lot of Universal Binaries released. World of Warcraft, now Universal Binary. Freeverse releases Big Bang Board Games, Universal Binary. Postal 2 released as Universal Binary. Quake 3 releases Universal Binary. All sorts of universes going on. Feral announces the movies for the Mac. Who didn't see this coming? Finally, America's Army 2.6 Mac Client is coming, according to Ryan Gordon.
So, these Universal Binaries, there have been a slew of them so far. Apple is pushing all of their developers to release Universal Binaries, game developers included, of course. Blizzard today announced that version 1.9.3 of World of Warcraft is now a Universal Binary. It runs on the Intel Macs at significantly increased frame rates. Freeverse updates the Big Bang board games, I think version 2.2.3 as a universal binary. They now have full integrated GameSmith support, iTunes, Mail and Address Book, iChat, and iSight integration, so check that out. You'll need macOS 10.3 or higher to play that, though. Postal 2 has been patched for Intel Macs also, so that's got updates to OpenAL, a bunch of little bug fixes and stuff, and it'll run on your nice new MacBook Pro.
So, wait. Has anybody here played Postal 2?
No.
I've always heard about it, but I've never actually played it. Have you played it, Tuncer?
I played it briefly.
You played it briefly? I thought you said you played all Mac games. It was your job.
Well, yeah, but I
Ryan Gordon it. Will be none too pleased, Tuncer Dennis.
Let's just say I played it briefly.
Oh, okay.
That means he looked in its general direction once.
He kind of opened up the box, kind of peeked in for a minute, then threw it in a pile where he throws all of his Mac games.
And finally, Quake 3 has been released as a universal binary. Quake 3.
Hey, there is nothing wrong with Quake 3.
Well, hey, no, you guys missed one more universal binary update, Blake.
Oh.
Zoo Tycoon 2 on Monday was released as a universal binary as well.
Oh, excellent.
Okay. Well, I know there are lots of Zoo Tycoon fans out there waiting on that.
Absolutely.
Look, does it include the guns?
No, no guns.
We specifically requested the elephant gun, and if it's not there, I'm not going to buy it. Sorry.
All right. Zoo Tycoon 3.
The big game announcement of this week, Feral announces the movies for the Mac. Really, everybody sort of saw this coming with the strong relationship with Lionhead and Feral. But they announced it's going to be coming for the Mac early on this week. This article doesn't have any content in it. I'm reading it and it's like...
Blake Buck, do you remember at that bowling party at Macworld where those Feral guys were really drunk?
Oh, yeah.
We started to try to guess what big game they were going to announce, and your first guess was the movies, and they got real quiet
after that.
They got
real quiet, didn't say anything.
And we just laughed in their face, because we knew we were right.
Blake doesn't know how to read, because it says right there, is a game that enables you to build and control your own Hollywood Motion Picture Studio.
I know. I thought I was looking for a release date in here, and I zoomed through it, and I saw no numbers, and I was like, "This is crazy."
Well, there is no release date. Upset that it's supposed to be coming later this summer, whenever that means. Unfortunately, Feral is not very good at predicting when they're going to release games. So just give like an overall.
Or when they're going to announce them. The rumor was they were going to announce it at Macworld. What happened, guys?
Well, I think contract issues with Lionhead probably prevented them from announcing it at Macworld, but. But anyway.
Now, in a tangentially related article that I just saw on GameSpot the other day.
Whoa, wait a minute. That was a big word for you, Blake Buck.
You know what? I'm going to start dropping some 6 and 7 letters on you. You better start watching out.
That departs from your monosyllabic lexicon there. I'm surprised. So, all right, keep going. I'm sorry.
So, apparently... Activision has canned the console ports of the movies, and so Lionhead is looking for a new publisher to distribute the console version. Some fans were asking if this was going to affect the Mac port, and I highly doubt it, but it's interesting to see how a game can go through the various channels of distribution and how it makes the money, you know. I personally don't think a game like the movies would sell worth the crap on consoles.
Well, apparently the Sims came out on consoles, didn't it?
Yeah, but wasn't it like kind of they reworked it for the console. I don't think it was a straight port.
Some of these games they don't make sense to me why they're ported over to the Xbox, but I guess some people do pick it up, so.
Look, yeah. I loved Myst on the Xbox, okay?
Moving on, America's Army 2.6 is going to be coming out soon for Mac OS X. I guess this will be a universal binary version, but the PC version of 2.6 was released a few days ago, and Ryan Gordon promises that 2.6 for the Mac will be coming soon.
How can Ryan Gordon do it? He is a machine. Like here,
when you get him on the show, he's working too much.
He released Unreal Tournament Universal Binary, then he released Postal 2 Universal Binary, and now he's doing America's Army 2.6, and this is all 1 week.
He's a machine.
I mean, who pays this guy? Does he just do this for fun?
No, I don't think so. I think he works.
Who does he work for?
I think he's being paid by Epic Games. Right? Mm-hmm. I think he has a full-time job there. I'm not sure.
Man.
But also, he's done ports for other companies and things like that, so...
I can only imagine speaking to Ryan Gordon.
I'm sure the Army is paying for America's Army, you know, to get...
So you're telling me the Army is paying Ryan Gordon?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, why not?
He's an army of one. Look. I mean, come on. This is Ryan fucking Gordon, dude.
Oh.
They need to have him on one of those commercials. I'd join the Army if I saw Ryan Gordon on one of those commercials.
I program 8 Mac ports a week.
Oh, please come on our show. Please.
All right. Is that all?
Wait, okay. No, I have one more piece of news. My roommate
just sent this
to me.
I have two more pieces of news. Actually.
Well, I'm gonna go first.
Ooh.
Fine, you go.
Look, I locked it in. All right, so the newest version of Mac OS 10, that's 10.4.4, has been cracked by Maxis, that's his name, of the OS 10 86 project. And if some of you remember, there's a little secret message to hackers that's been.
Oh yeah,
it's been sort of embedded in the OS there. Now it's been hacked to run on PC. So here's the poem that Apple wrote. Your karma check for today. There was once a user that whined. His existing OS was so blind. He'd do better to pirate an OS that ran great, but found his hardware declined. Please don't steal Mac OS. Really, that's way uncool. Apple Computer Inc. Aww.
Oh, well, the last line didn't rhyme. You dropped the ball, Apple. God.
Oh. Well, anyway, this guy, Maxis, he's been causing Apple some headache, but Anyway.
It's a one percenter. There's no worry.
I know. Well, they have to. Apple has to keep face. You know, they have to keep up appearances that they care about piracy. Because right. I mean, Apple's not a software company. They make the vast majority of their income from hardware, so I don't think they really care either.
Well, I wouldn't say they're not a software company. I mean,
they are.
They're a hardware company that's known best for their software. I think that's the best way to say it.
I guess. Well.
What would a Mac be without its software? It'd just be, you know.
That's true. I'm talking about revenue
subpar
percentage.
Subpar. I mean. Hardware. I didn't say that.
Bad.
I didn't say that. Don't beat me up, Steve Jobs.
Slap your hand. That's bad.
Tons of business. I hear you have some more articles, buddy.
What's your heat?
All right. So there's a site called Bare Feats, and they've been posting some pretty interesting benchmarks. Basically, what they've done is they compare the new iMac, the dual core, against some of the higher end G5s, like the Power Mac G5s. And basically, what they found is that, you know, for hardcore gaming, the G5s just completely cut costs. They still do, despite the fact that, you know, supposedly these Intel iMac dual cores are supposed to be blazingly fast, right? So you should definitely, if you're interested in checking out the article, head over to barefeats.com, and you'll find some pretty interesting stats there as far as like UT goes and Quake 3, Halo, etc. No, sorry. Halo is non-universal. Never mind.
Do you think it will be anytime soon?
Yeah, what about this new Halo? I hear it's coming to the PC, but only on Windows Vista?
Yeah, that's right. That was a rather interesting announcement that was made last Friday, actually. Halo 2 is coming out for Windows Vista, which is Microsoft's next operating system, and supposedly it'll be the operating system is supposed to be coming out later this year, so I would imagine that Halo 2 is going to be coming out at the same time. This is basically your typical Microsoft kind of marketing gimmick, you know.
Yeah,
let's release a really good game for Vista only, and you know, so that, you know, hardcore gamers upgrade to Windows Vista and stuff like that. The interesting,
you know, what I
Sorry. The interesting Sorry. Part about this.
Shut up.
The interesting part about this article is that over on Bungie.net, they actually posted something about the Mac version, and it says there's loads of questions the Bungie faithful will ask, like, will there be a Mac version? We can't answer that yet. It's not out of the question, but it's definitely not happening either. We promise to keep you posted. So, you know, the bottom line is that, okay, Bungie's, you know, they're thinking about maybe there will be a Mac version. That's probably not up to them. Probably, you know, someone like a Microsoft will pick up the rights for Halo 2. The only thing, though, is that you've got two strikes against a Mac version. The first thing is that Halo 2 used Havoc, the Havoc physics engine, on the Xbox, and there is no Havoc on a PC, as many of you know. And also it uses...
Wait, you mean Havoc on Mac?
Yes, that's right.
There's no... Wait, I thought there was Havoc on Mac, but it was the licensing issue that prevented Havoc games from coming to Mac.
Well, same
like,
thing.
It's expensive.
No,
okay.
No, I don't think that's the same thing, but continue.
Well, it's not available on the Mac, so...
It is, but
it's too expensive.
Okay, whatever.
Well, I'm just trying to get the news right for our listeners, right?
Well, hang on.
Havoc.com/Mac.
I'm going.
The other strike that it has against it is that Halo 2 for the PC will probably be using GameSpy, right? So, so you know, as far as multiplayer gaming, you know, it'll be a tough sell. You know, to get the Mac version running with the PC, but you know, we'll see. As long as Bungie is still talking about it, at least they mentioned that there's a Mac, the Mac version is a possibility. It might happen. So,
I love how, like, the Mac version of the original Halo was so much better than its PC counterpart because Bungie knows how to write Mac software. They do. And I think it would be a great game on the Mac. I just, it's a shame. You know, really, also, you know, Windows Vista, only about 5% of the computers that people own now are going to be able to run that. I don't understand it. Microsoft is dumb. Anyway.
Well, here's my opinion. First of all, I don't think it's ever coming to the Mac. Unless, well, first of all, it's really, really expensive to bring this to the Mac. And I think the only way, like, Aspire or MacSoft would do it would be if somehow they could get a really, really tight lockdown on piracy. Maybe some sort of client-based model, or maybe they'll adopt something from the PC version. But unless they can really lock down the piracy, there's no way they can even afford to release the game.
Right.
And,
well,
number...
I disagree with that. I don't think piracy is something that is going to make or break the game. I think something like Havoc will make or break the Mac version.
That's what I'm saying. The extra cost, unless you covered piracy, you wouldn't be able to make back that money.
Yeah. I have a prediction. I think it will make it to the Mac, so.
Snowball's chance in hell. And plus, it's Halo. It's a console game. You play it on the PC and you're like, where's my Xbox controller?
No, so what? Halo on
shooters
the Mac...
Shooters are better on PCs anyway.
Yeah, Halo on the Mac... Shooters. Halo on the Mac did very well, and it keeps on selling to this day. So I think it will eventually make its way to the Mac via MacSoft.
Give me a date, Tunser Dennis. Give me a date.
And the other thing is that the fact that someone at Bungie is mentioning this, That means that Jason Jones or, you know, somewhere there is saying, hey, we need to get this on the Mac. If it's going to be on...
Well, you know all those Bungie guys go home and use their Macs when they get off work.
Yeah, exactly. So it'll probably happen, but who knows when.
All right, Tunser, give us a segue to the listener emails.
Listener emails.
Dude. That's it. You have officially lost your privilege to do segues. William Miller, do a segue to listener emails.
Listener emails!
Now, see how fun and entertaining that was, Tunser Dennis? You used to have that gift. You've lost
it. You like that?
You've lost your gift.
Guy.
Well,
if
we weren't doing this podcast at 11 o'clock at night, I'd be a little bit more enthusiastic. But after a long, long day of work...
God, he whines more than I do.
I know.
Jeez.
Good Lord.
Well, especially at 11 o'clock at night when I'm droggy. So, anyway, moving on.
We've got some heat on the email. We got one from Brian, and Brian says, I was just listening to podcast episode 13. Guys, XTC is a joke. It's a slang name for ecstasy. You guys need to get out more.
Oh.
Brian. Ooh, a little sting, a little zing
there.
Wait,
we need to take more drugs.
Yeah, we need to take more drugs. Basically, we need to be a junkie like Brian. Yeah.
Now, wasn't that in reference to a computer, though? Wasn't like...
Yeah, didn't Dell make an ecstasy?
No. I'm saying, wasn't that... We got...
XPS. XPS, that's what I'm thinking of.
Yes, but it was from an email where a guy was talking about how a Mac game wouldn't run on his XTC computer. Wasn't that it? I don't remember.
I think Brian is too coked out to know what's going on.
Brian, lay off the XTC. Right. Okay, we got one from...
If it was from the Hungry Hungry Hippos game, XTC
6900. That's right.
Yeah.
All right, so you guys remember last week we talked about Crystal Quest. Hey, where did we talk about Crystal Quest? Oh, yeah. On Stump Buck. What'd you think about that, the Underground Stump Buck, Tunser Dennis?
That was childish and pathetic.
Well said.
You guys are like little kids. Oh, is he gone yet? Oh, yeah. Now we can do our stump buck. Yay!
So, anyway. Chris says, Crystal Quest. Awesome game. About time you got some payback. How can William Miller not have played it? I'm sorry, Chris. That one just missed me. And it says, on a related note, have any of you guys played Demios Rising? I spent about a month trying to become good enough to get to about penultimate level. I love your randomness. Keep it up.
I remember Genios Star Rising.
I've played this game. That's the top-down...
Ambrosia release.
Yeah, Ambrosia. It's cool. It's a classic arcade-style game. Really
similar
hard.
To Active Lancer in a lot of ways.
Yeah, it is. It is. Good game, though. Yeah. Keep playing that one, Chris. Maybe you'll get penultimate level one day.
Now, one thing I want to say about Crystal Quest, I just read an article earlier today, but apparently Crystal Quest is now a downloadable game on the Xbox Live Marketplace.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Who the hell's making money off that? Man, what?
The two guys.
Wouldn't that be Crystal great?
Quest.
Hey, here's this game you wrote 30 years ago. We want to sell it on the Xbox. You'll make $2.
Oh.
Well, no,
we got another one from...
The sad thing is that there's so many of these little dinky games on Xbox Live, and people are just downloading them like crazy. But
well, I really think the Xbox Live Marketplace really could turn into a good place for Mac developers to get their stuff out there, you know?
Well, small indie developers. I mean, like, I don't know. I think it's kind of like iTunes for small games. You know, you pay a small... Isn't that right? You pay a small fee and you get the game. I mean, I think that's great. Great idea. Casual gamers will love it. Yeah.
Digital downloads, guys. The wave of the
digital
future.
Downloads.
Aspire, you better get on the ball. All right,
we got...
All right, so we got a listener voicemail. Now, guys, what's the number to get to that listener voicemail? I forgot.
So did we.
Oh, come on. It's so easy. 206-98-GAMES. What's that number, Toaster?
206-98-GAMES.
All right, thanks for paying attention, buddy. Good job not falling asleep during the middle of the podcast. So, now, this guy talks really fast, so you're going to have to pay attention. So listen close. This dude is nuts. He must have had only, like, 10 seconds before he had to pay.
What in the heck is Rules of the Strike Team 3 going to have a universal binary? If it doesn't have a universal binary, I'm going to kill Blake Spot.
Whoa.
Now,
I heard universal binary and I heard Blake Buck.
I've listened to this about 10 times and I think he says, when the heck is Roller Coaster Tycoon 3 going to have universal binaries? I gotta know or I'll kill Blake Buck. Now. Okay, let's just play that one more time so you guys can get the full effect.
When the heck is Roller Coaster Tycoon 3 going to have universal binary? If it doesn't have a universal binary, I'm going to kill Blake Buck.
See?
Alright, okay, I got that.
Well, I don't know. I think Tunzer knows the answer to this question.
I have no idea.
Oh, what? The king Zero. Of Mac gaming doesn't know?
Zero.
Oh, pathetic. Well, I would imagine that.
I would think pretty soon. At the rate that you know
yeah,
they're
these,
going.
These
with
things
these
are getting cranked
binaries,
out every week. We're mentioning two or three games that have got universal binary. So
I say give it a couple weeks. Yeah.
I would say definitely by the end of March we would at the latest see it.
Right.
Whoops! Due to massive technical difficulties, the rest of this podcast is gone. It's not there anymore. We screwed it up. So guess what, guys? That's the end of this week's show. No stump buck, no contest, no nothing. But next week, we'll be back bigger than ever with an all-new podcast. Big announcements coming up next week. Multiple big announcements. The winds of change are in the air of the Inside Mac Games podcast. If you'd like to leave us some listener feedback, just send us an email at podcast@insidemacgames.com or call our voice line at 206-98-GAMES. We'd also like to thank the Podshow Podsafe Music Network for providing all the music in this week's show. So from all of us here at Inside Mac Games, I'm Blake Buck.
I'm William Miller.
I'm Tetson Dunn.
And we will see you next time.